Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, it's a get up show.
Hush, we're doing this now.
No, we're doing this now.
Hey, what's happening? It's the Simon Says podcast with us, the Get Up Show. I'm Sean. Charlie's here.
Hello.
Maddie's over there.
I am.
And there's my little donkey right there, my cute donkey. He's a little one there. Yeah. He's a donkey.
Yeah.
And his name is Eeyore. Or the other one was better.
Yeah.
I did better on the last one.
I'm glad you stopped singing because we were going to
have to pay
royalties.
His name is Claire. He goes E or.
Is that what I did last time?
No, you didn't do E or.
No, I can't remember, man.
I don't know. It was really cute the first time.
I know. You can't replicate that stuff, you know? If all we had to do all day, if we didn't have another job in the world and all we had to do was make up little songs about donkeys, imagine the songs about donkeys.
So many good songs.
So many donkey songs. You know?
I'm blanking right now. I'm trying to think of some good.
Nah, don't do it. You'll shoehorn something in there worse than I do. So welcome to the podcast. Happy to have you here. And if you want to click a like and subscribe it and, you know, maybe sometime let us know where you're listening to it because we don't know how in the hell people get it. We know there's a couple of places.
We really don't.
If you Google it, you get about 100 Simon Says's, but ours is the Simon Says podcast.
As always, you can always find it on the free Odyssey app if you download it.
Well,
there.
That's easy, but there's other places too.
Yeah. We don't even know how to get there. So there's a dude. This is Guess the State.
Florida.
I'm going to tell you, if you don't listen to the show, it's amazing. These two always guess that correctly.
I don't know how.
There's a guy who's picked up a felony charge in South Florida outside Miami for impersonating a pizza place.
It took me a couple reads on this to understand what the... Like, I thought he was doing it as like a side hustle.
I thought so too. What he was doing was he would put flyers on cars and stuff and on doors at this hotel.
Yeah.
And then he would get the order for the pizza, and he would just deliver garbage, uncooked, raw dough, dirty pizza in a box, part of a pizza in a box, and people would be like, hey, what happened? And then they would go to the actual restaurant that he was pretending to be and be like, hey, what's going on with your pizza? And they're like, it wasn't us.
So that was the thing. So when it said he was impersonating a pizzeria, I thought it meant like he was trying to do his own business.
But then I was like,
why is he making bad pizza? And then I realized... Oh, it's an actual business, and they were trying to figure out where those bad reviews were coming from.
So it was kind of like a vendetta?
Yeah, but that's the other
game.
Thing. Like, the story I was reading, I kept waiting for the payoff as to, like, his connection to that place, and I couldn't find it. Did you see anything?
He got money.
They got complaints at the Better Business Bureau, negative reviews, and, you know, the guy, the actual Roman, the guy that owns a real pizza place, he's like, if you're going to do it right. Why are you serving garbage? But
That's why he did it.
Right.
That was the whole point.
Instead of serving better pizza than that place, he just served garbage under their name and made them look bad.
Here's what I think. I think that this guy, the one who was arrested, at one point in life, he went in this pizza place and he ordered a slice.
Mm-hmm.
And he, as he always did when he would order a slice, he asked the person behind the counter, would you mind heating that up for me for a few seconds? And the guy behind the counter said,
it's hot.
And so this guy said, okay. And he took his cold piece of pizza and he ate it. But in his mind and in his heart, he knew he would get revenge on that dirty SOB who didn't heat up his slice.
Was the guy's name Sean Sellers?
Yeah, that's funny. You really, it's, there's a lot of you in this
real
story.
Specific.
No, I mean, this
real
is all
specific.
All hypothetical, but I think that's probably what happened. He's reacting to when he didn't exactly get 100% his way one time, and it hurt him for life.
And he spent the next 2 years making crappy pizza to get revenge. Well,
and then if you think about it, like, at any point in his life, that's how dedicated he was to this whole thing. Like, he had probably went out and bought boxes.
Yeah.
He had the materials to make, but he had the materials to make actual pizzas, but then he was providing, like, wouldn't you just go buy DiGiorno or, like, even something like, what's the worst boxed frozen pizza? Like, don't you think you would do that?
Tony's. Those little square Tony's. But people dress them up now, man. People put all kind of stuff on them.
They're still not bad in a pinch.
But no, the thing is, this guy, this could have been on his mind and in his heart since 1992. It could have been since 1992 he has felt that rage at that guy who didn't heat up his slice. And he tried to backtrack and figure out who the guy was and where he might be now.
He literally made a full-time job out of getting revenge on this Pete's place.
And I think someone in this room is a little bit jealous over the fact that this guy
didn't come up with the idea.
Damn it, he did it.
See, the problem is that you... hypothetically, if this was you, that you wouldn't feel good about putting out bad product.
Oh, no.
Like, so that's the thing. Like, this wouldn't be your plan because you wouldn't serve somebody garbage pizza. Like, that would be your problem. Like, all of a sudden, the reviews would be like, oh, my God, this is the most gourmet thing. It was a crust with just
sauce.
It was
clams and...
nanny, nanny, boo-boo.
It was the freshest basil I've ever seen.
No, I guess... If I could ever, or if the person in the hypothetical story could ever do anything, it would like have the guy deliver it to the center of a volcano or
I'm down here.
An open snake pit or something like
down a well.
A well, yes.
But I mean, this is
the
all
old open well.
Hypothetical stuff, man. But I do salute this guy for his stick-to-itiveness. I love a story like
that. A long game.
It really was impressive. I mean, I'm like, I understand. I get it.
So how about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are done again after 2 years of marriage this time? They didn't get married last time. I thought they had. I thought this was another.
No, they never did. They were engaged. They were together for a lot longer last time than this time.
Was it actually 2 years? I thought it was less.
2 years of marriage. Yeah, but they weren't living together. They've been living in separate houses, and they sold their house a few months ago.
We've been talking about them splitting up. They put their official separation as April.
Gee whiz. If those two can't make it, those two gorgeous, beautiful people can't make it,
I know.
What chance does anybody have?
I was so happy for them when they got back together. I thought it was such a cute story.
Such romance.
You know, you went off and did your things, and now you're even richer and even better looking, and now you're going to get back together and live happily ever after.
Do you think that they're... the fact that both of their professional careers took kind of hits over the last 2 years.
Absolutely.
Do you think that weighed into it? Like,
absolutely. Because
if Ben's Batman stuff had paid out and if Jennifer's new album and tour had done so well, like, do you think that they would have been okay?
But they said one of the things said her tour got canceled because of a huge conflict between the two of them.
No, it got canceled because nobody wanted to buy tickets.
Yeah, I know. That's what we heard.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, but then they should be there for each other, not split up.
But it's a whole different world, you know.
I know.
The headspace that those people are in, I mean, they're driven by ego. And if you have just flopped on anything, then you're not your whole self for the other person, for
usually,
sure.
Usually, though,
know?
That when that happens, it's one person flops and the other person's super successful and they can't, you know, be on the same page. It seems like if you both flopped, you'd just be like, hey, let's go live like normal people.
Well, she's worth more than twice as much. She's worth like $400 million, and he's only worth $150 million. He's going to be living in a box.
Loser.
Yeah.
You know, and they seem so happy in that Dunkey commercial.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it's like if these two kids can't
sing
and dance. And
the guy always had a something stinks look on his face. He always acted like he could not stand it.
They would spin it that it was just him.
It was a joke.
Yeah, you know what? Now that I think about it, wasn't it right after they got married that they were at some awards show?
Yeah.
And he got pissed off at her?
Well,
and
allegedly.
That's the one where they spun it, where he was saying something like you could, the lip readers that always come out when these things happen mm-hmm. say that he was like, let's get the blank out of here or something to that effect. And she tells him, calm down.
I'm not ready to leave yet.
Yeah, let's get inside. It's like, this sucks.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, God knows if you are with Jennifer Lopez and you still got that smell something sour look on your face, like you've been sucking on a Meyer lemon or something. What's wrong with you? Why can't you be happy with that?
I mean, you know, she's gorgeous and she seems sweet and whatever, but maybe she's super high maintenance.
Maybe her love actually does cost a thing.
Hard to get along with.
I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care one bit. Absolutely
Jennifer,
not.
If you need someone's shoulder to cry on, Sean has one right
she
here.
Knows.
He's got two.
Yeah, but it has to go both ways because then he has to be able to cry on her shoulder.
I wouldn't do that for a good long while. I would have absolutely no issues with anything for a while. You know?
I think actually
he would hide his crazy for at least the first 6 months, not longer.
Well, I told her. I interviewed her years and years back in the 90s when there was an incident at a pizza place. But
that wasn't you.
I interviewed her and I said, should I get right up front here? Should I say right up front before we do anything else? I love you. And she goes, yes.
Oh,
so,
that,
I mean, that's a verbal.
Very well.
That's a verbal.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you've already got your foot in the door then.
It's a history. Nah, but man, think about it. If you can't be happy with her, she's gorgeous. She's talented. She's apparently a good mom. She's got 400 mil.
I don't know,
man.
If
you can't make it there.
You don't know.
You can't make it anywhere.
Right.
You don't know what it's like behind closed doors. They're in their mansion. Yes, she's all pretty and stuff. But maybe she's like, I don't know. Maybe she's real dirty.
Like the old saying goes, behind every supermodel, there's some guy who's sick of her crap. So.
Yeah. Another version of that is this old dude said one time when we were at a show, one of the station shows, and there was this beautiful girl down there at the front, and he came over and said, you know what they say? A beautiful girl like that, some dude at home can't stand that bitch.
That's something like same thing.
But that's not cool. That's not okay. And I would never be that guy who couldn't stand her. I would never. Give me a scenario.
You don't know that.
I know it.
She might be awful.
You come home from work, because I don't know why you're working, but you're working, and she's at the mansion, and she's like, Sean, I decided to get rid of all these Crocs. These stupid Crocs. I just throw them out. I smash them.
I know. I know exactly what would make him leave.
Oh.
Sean, honey, don't walk behind me. I keep farting.
Don't say that word.
And do my armpits look dirty?
Oh, God. Okay.
Wait. Hold on. I can only live in this house if we keep it at 85. Huh. And she also blocks every doorway.
Yeah.
And she's got a pet sea monster.
All right, give me a minute. Hang on.
And she moves things around, like just changes the decor where you keep
everything
stuff
in the kitchen. Yeah.
All right, hold on. So, wait a minute. Where were we? We started with she got rid of the Crocs.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a chance to try something new.
Okay, cool.
If you don't like those Crocs, let's go find something we both like.
Yeah, I know you'd be okay.
Now she keeps farting.
Now, don't use the word.
Says it a lot. No, she uses the word all the time.
Yeah. Her nickname for you is Fart Face.
Now, here it is. It's a chance for growth for me. Because you know I have an aversion to that word and that behavior. But hey, if this is what it takes for us to be together and be happy, this is a chance for me to change some of my, you know, hard, fast rules and learn how to live a little easier.
Uh-huh.
All right,
yeah.
What else?
The sea monster.
Again, I think it's really beneficial and valuable if you ever have an opportunity to face your fear.
The center of the house is a giant tank filled with the deep sea creatures.
Oh, you're freaking me out now.
It's
built around it. And the floors are clear and you have to walk over top of them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm facing my fears.
Oh, okay, but it's also 75 degrees in the house.
Oh, maybe 85.
Well,
she doesn't believe in air conditioning because of her routines.
I think that I have become too dependent on air conditioning over my life, and I have this condition because I've kept it so cold, and now I'm going to start over with a brand new life.
Oh, wait, did you hear that? Just isolate what he just said.
No, okay, well, that's good. And so let's apply this to our real life, and let's go ahead and boop that thing up a little.
Screw you hippies, you ain't J-Lo. What's the matter with you?
So I'm saying, isolate him saying just that part.
Oh, yeah.
And we can and use it against
that
back.
And I'll be like, oh, I guess that's what I said. I don't remember what I said before or after that. I hope you didn't isolate that audio.
You. Use it against you.
That would be great.
That ought to work.
No.
You this is what you said, and you're like, well, I guess I said it.
Oh, well.
You know. I mean, that is my voice. Yeah, I understand that idea. It's like if me and Taylor Swift, and you know, like if in some scenario, and everyone just starts throwing all these things that I hate, and it's like after a while, you're like, oh, God, I guess that would be a certain
but
point.
I haven't given up. You guys threw all this at me, and I haven't given up.
Mm-hmm.
But you did say dirty underarms, and that is...
Dirty armpits.
That's no, we don't use that word.
Yes, we do. Yeah, she does.
She does. She's like, hey, fart face, come rub my armpits.
Well, I think that's a chance for us to work on that together.
And she also walks around in gas station bathrooms barefoot.
Oh, God. All right. I mean, that's, come on, man.
J-Lo, I love you, but you have worms. No offense.
Oh, God. You got to deworm J-Lo. Oh, man.
It's part of it. It's all part of
it.
Look, it's called love.
We're coding you for your own good.
It's love, okay,
people? Stop chewing at it.
Whatever, man. You can't break me down.
Well, I wish you two the best of luck. And I'm what would be your fun, let's see, Seanifer.
Yeah, that's probably as close as you can get.
Otherwise, just John.
John.
Hey, we're John. Sorry. Anybody got any of that Lume? Can I get some Lume for my wife?
I've got an issue.
Her odor score has gone up.
Hold on, honey. It might be from the heat in this house or the sea monsters. I don't know.
So Maddie wanted to tell us, I mean, perfect for families and kids. He wanted to do this on the morning show. Things that are gross in your mouth. Which is awesome. People out there getting ready to have their honey bunches of oats and their nasty ass cottage cheese on toast, and then you wanted to do this.
Yeah, but some of this isn't that bad. Like, and again, some of these. So I thought of you on one of them. Mm. Someone was sleepwalking and they accidentally ate half a bowl of potpourri, thinking it was cereal.
You know, potpourri sometimes does smell good enough to eat if it's got enough of that cinnamon pumpkin spice in it. You know?
Yeah,
but I could see you when you were going through your thing when you're back in your Ambien days.
Ambien. I might have done it.
We've all done this.
He doesn't know.
Taking that hit off a can of beer and someone's ashtrayed it.
Oh, ah! Dude.
Oh, that's the worst.
Someone else also had one where they had left a Pepsi, had a can of Pepsi, and they took a hit of it and it was full of ants.
I'd rather the ants.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have ants.
Because they're a little blue cheesy. A little blue cheese Pepsi. Thank you, ants. But the cigarette butt in your beer, man.
No, that's the worst.
Woo! We had a party at Scott's house. His mom was out of town. And there was like 50 people shoved up in his sunroom, you know, whatever you call that. Isn't that what you call that? What do you call it? Screen porch. Screen porch.
That too.
There was like all these people jammed up in the screen porch. And we were drinking those half-size Budweisers. Not a tall boy and not a pony, but the ones that are like that, you know, the little squatty ones.
Yeah.
And we're just pounding them, whatever. And of course, the every other one is an ashtray. And I'm, ha, 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 you guys are crazy, man. I love you guys. And just grab the one closest to me. And not only did the cigarette butt go in my mouth, it went all the way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I just barely stopped it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's. I mean, I felt like that one. I saw that, and I'm like, that's happened to everyone. This is a neat one. Someone said that their cat sneezed in their mouth when he yawned.
I mean, I've had my dog stick his tongue in my mouth accidentally.
Yeah.
Like, was it salty?
I don't remember. It was just a little tonguey. I don't know.
My sister's kid's dog, for some reason, has started liking me and got her tongue in my mouth when I was talking to her recently. And I was like, why is that salty? What have you been into? Dogs aren't supposed to eat salty things.
Oh, I'll leave this last one. I drank out of the tap in my bathroom, and when I turned the water on, a cockroach shot out of the faucet and into my mouth.
Oh, my God. What's wrong?
Why would you want to do this in the morning when people are eating their breakfast?
I've never understood why people put their whole head under a faucet.
I did too.
And no, that grosses me out because, I mean, I don't know why. I don't know why it's any worse than putting it in my hands or a cup, but for some reason, that's way worse.
I don't know. That almost, I say that one also made me laugh because that kind of did happen in, a little bit in DC where I was brushing my teeth, and when I went to go spit, I looked down, and you know those little drain holes at the top?
Oh, it's coming up.
The little antennas were out. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, get away from me.
What was it, Joe's apartment?
Yes.
Hey, man, what do you do? You done with that mouth spit? I want to get some.
I'm trying to make that okay. Like,
what? Is the cockroach went in your mouth?
It went in his mouth?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as he didn't crunch.
No, I think that's a forever unclean.
Spit it out.
Because I don't mind the cockroach. I just don't want it in me.
No, I would be freaked out for quite a while, but as long as I didn't crunch it, I think I'd get over it.
You know what freaks me out worse is the little ones versus the big ones.
Oh,
you
yeah.
ever come across the little baby ones or even them. Like the, I guess well, if the little ones are those technically the palmettos?
The ones we had were, no, the big ones are palmettos.
Palmettos are long and skinny.
Yeah.
No, but that place in Virginia Beach that I moved to off Alaskan Road, man, that was the Roach Motel, and they weren't scared. They'd get on you. I told you guys that story.
Oh, yeah, totally. Same in Memphis.
But in the kitchen, when I went to the hardware store, it was Hechinger DIY, and I asked the pretty girl there, I was like, hey, I don't know what I'm looking for. It's some kind of powder that you put for roaches. Boric acid over there. Ah, it was a sweet moment. But when I did that, hit all the corners, everything, I had the entire life cycle, like it was the evolution of roaches. I had everything from a little squirming larva all the way up to the big giant ones walking around with that dust on. Yeah, it's awful. Oh. All right, let's stop talking about gross
things. Yeah, please.
If we can.
Again, I don't know why you wouldn't want to do that when everyone's eating breakfast.
I don't know why you brought this up. I mean, it's a podcast. They could be eating lunch or dinner or a snack.
Midnight snack.
Well, check what's in your mouth.
Oh, Brad, come on.
Oh, no.
Hey, you want to talk about your garnish?
No. So...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, we've talked about that before. It's when I ate the kale off the Planet Steakhouse.
No. Let's stop.
All right,
change this.
We get up too early for this. Our day is already half done, but they say the average American says they know it's a bad day by 8:36 a.m.
Yeah, I guess if nothing bad has happened by 8:36, you're probably going to be okay.
It's a weird time. But they say that the things that happen that make it a bad day, you don't feel good when you wake up, you didn't sleep good, you woke up with a headache, can't find your keys, you left your phone at home, had to go back and get it, running out of toilet paper, you forgot your wallet at home, or you overslept.
But yeah. Well, if you oversleep, it kind of throws your whole, at least the first half of your day, it throws it off completely.
Yeah, that's when you wake up in that panic.
I should know because I do it almost every day.
That's funny you say that because I was just trying to remember the last time I overslept and I can't.
Well, you don't sleep.
You don't sleep hard enough though. No. But it seems like the hardest sleep I get is right before I'm supposed to get up.
Absolutely. Me too. It's from, that last 25 minutes because I always get in the shower. I backed it up. Remember, it was 36.
Yeah.
Now it's 25. But from the top of that hour to that 25, I can still sleep three or four times and have dreams during that last 15, 20 minutes. But that's how I sleep, though, is like a few minutes at a time. And I only ever know I'm asleep because I dreamed.
I'm in a real pickle when it comes to my sleeping. Let me bring you into this, guys.
Where's the pickle?
I say, so I need weight. Like, I need to feel weight on me while I sleep.
Yeah. All over you or on your feet?
So, in general, like, all over. So, like...
Well, I mean, I'm not doing anything later.
Okay, well, cool. But here's the problem. So, like, I have this blanket that only covers my half of the bed. And so, I sleep under the blanket. We have, like, the comforter and then a blanket. But then... I'm dying hot all the time. So it's like I need the weight, but I'm always sweaty.
Have you looked into a weighted...
And I can't sleep in the nude because of the little dog in bed.
What about a weighted blanket that is also a bamboo cooling blanket? I'm sure it exists.
See, I might have to try that.
Yeah, you can do that, man.
I don't know if I had that bamboo money, though.
Cooling blanket. They ain't that
bad. I mean, they have like the mattress pads that are supposed to be cooling and, you know, things like that that are cooling.
But he wants it on top of him.
I know, but I would say if your mattress pad was cooling, then if you had blankets on top, you wouldn't be as hot.
I don't know. I woke up, was it last night? And my pillow was like soaked.
Oh, yeah, bro, that's miserable.
Are you in menopause?
Maybe.
You're having hot flashes.
Do men get perimenopause?
You're not.
It may be that you're having sympathy symptoms. Aww. Here's the Yes Cool cooling weighted blanket, 20 pounds, 60 by 80 in gray for the low price of $35. If you order it right now, it'll be to your house between 5 and 10 p.m. today.
Oh, cool.
20 pounds? That's too much.
Because my wife doesn't want that anywhere near her.
Well, then you just put it on your side.
Yeah.
That's too heavy.
I don't know. What do you think it's supposed to weigh?
For me? I'd be like, get this thing off me. I'd feel like I was being suffocated.
I don't know why. It's like I can't just have like a blanket and a comforter. So I'm like,
you have to have weight.
Well, I have layers. I have a sheet and a blanket and a comforter and sometimes another blanket. Because I like to be able to peel.
I'm just sheet. I'm one sheet and most of the time not even that the whole way. You know, my legs are out or something, but it's just one sheet ever.
No.
Yeah. You know, my cousin got used to sleeping at our grandmother's house, and she had all these antique quilts at the end of the bed.
Yeah.
And where he slept on that bed, he had his feet under that. And so he became accustomed to that weight on his feet.
Huh.
So he only needs the weight on his feet, or he can't sleep.
Oh, how weird.
Isn't that wild?
It used to be a thing for me where my feet had to be hanging off the
freaks me out, bro. Yeah. Something can get you.
No, it's like,
well... A lot of times if I'm hot, the first thing I do is stick a foot out because my feet feel hotter than the rest of me. If I stick that foot out, but I don't hang it off the edge of the bed because the monsters will get it.
Yeah.
But I just kick it back around the blankets.
Let's do a couple phone calls. It's been a minute since we did some phone calls. Didn't I tell you Creed called and he said he thought he saw you on a Harley?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you need to get a Harley. If you want to be part of the podcast, call us anytime. 336-373-0987 is the number. And love to hear from you. Let's see what's cooking in here.
Hey, Simon. I love your radio station, but that crazy Kevin Powell commercial is messing up y'all's groove. Mm. I'm getting ready to change my channel. I heard it about 30 times a day, I think it was. All right, have a good day.
So 30 times. Impossible.
Right.
But, you know, people are passionate about hating commercials.
Well, the thing is, though, is that that person in particular, that advertiser in particular, advertises on every single radio station in this market. So you can switch it all you want, but you're still going to hear it again.
I tried to figure out actually how many times we might have played it. And I think I came up with the maximum number we could have played in the daytime is 10 or 12.
Yeah.
Max.
I mean, max in... Really, max would be 2 times an hour, 24 hours, it would be 48.
But he was listening during the day there, cut in half.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so you cut that in half, that's 24. So that's close to 30. I apologize, sir, you're right. Enjoy the commercials.
Hey, guess what? As we say every time, guess what ad campaign works? Uh-huh. Everyone remembers his commercials.
No doubt.
True.
Hey, Simon, this is your old buddy Tim. Just calling to say I am glad that the podcast is back up and on the air. I kind of figured you guys might be taking just a short break. Also, to wish you guys happy National Radios Day. Much love and respect to Sean, Maddie, and Charlie. I hope you guys have a great day and a great rest of the week. Enjoy yourselves. Take care. Bye-bye. Well,
thanks, Tim.
Did he almost call you Skip?
He almost did.
Was it Skip or... Oh, okay, maybe.
I thought
it was going to be Scott, too, but now that you think about it, that makes more sense.
Yeah, we never had a Scott. We had a Skip. Oh, my God, dude, you're the Skip. Oh, this is great.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't like that. Would y'all,
you know, yesterday was National Radio Day,
mm-hmm.
and so many of our friends in the business posted pictures of them at the microphone everywhere they ever worked. I never do that.
I just pulled an old picture from like the year 2000 with hanging out with a band, you know, doing the thing when I was young and skinny. And
what'd you post?
Nothing.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I don't have all my super cool moments were back on the front end of digital cameras. And the problem is my ex-wife had all the digital camera stuff and they're all gone. I have like almost nothing.
You mean gone? Or she could probably access that stuff for you, man.
It's gone. I don't even know if she still has that stuff. She doesn't hoard like I do.
I tell you what I'll do.
I do have a cool picture of me with hair and no beard with 50 Cent. So I could probably.
Oh, that's cool. You could have done that. But I'll do some sketches.
Oh, nice.
I've got my charcoals.
Okay.
I'll do some sketches.
Yeah, and pastels.
Who do you want?
Well, I mean, we were sketching it. That time me and Hendrix hung out was pretty cool.
Got it. Done.
Yeah.
Here, how do you like it?
Oh, my God. It's like
hey, Simon, I don't know why you guys are incapable of playing the full version of American Pie by Don McLean, arguably one of the most influential songs ever recorded.
Arguably.
Yeah, it does tell a story in the verses, and by leaving some out, the story is incomplete. So I would love for you to show that song the respect that it deserves.
How about it? You know, there have only been ever since we edited that song. It's an 8-minute song. And the part that we edited, I say we, B-Dub, Brian Douglas
down
there.
Yeah, someone who used to be in charge here.
He's awesome. Yes. I love him. We went to the movies the other day. But he made an edit and took out the Helter Skelter part and a couple of those things and played it for years and nobody ever noticed. And he, when I told him, I had someone notice it. He couldn't believe it. He was floored. He was like, I've made that edit ever since the song came out, and nobody has ever caught it.
It's so funny because I couldn't remember what part we took out.
Helter Skelter and the Summer Swelter. Zip, 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 and a fallout shelter. Bing, bong, bang, and violin fast. Zip, 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 deep, da, my donkey. All right. But yeah.
Sounds exactly like it.
But I can dig it, and
man,
that dude knows his music. The thing is, we do play the real version of it on the 4th of July.
Yeah, I mean, I get that completely because I have a song we play that I hate the edit we play.
What is it?
It's Seven by Prince.
Which we play once every other year, whether we need
whatever.
To or not.
When we play it, it's missing a large chunk. And,
it is.
And I had the album version. That's how I heard it. Mm-hmm. So that's how I know it.
I know. I know how that feels.
It's just, you know, it's funny. It's hard when there's certain songs where it's like... There's a certain amount of time where you're like, are we still playing?
Yeah.
Still playing this song? And it's, I don't know.
I don't understand why any song needs to be 8 minutes long. However.
Well, Seven was really interesting. I played that as a single when it came out. And the deal was the single CD, when they sent that, wasn't the album. It was just a CD. It had something like 7 versions.
Right.
And all different radio stations across the country played different versions of it. So if you were driving across the country, you would not hear that same song, you know, because everybody played a different one. But my thing is, I always play what you heard on the radio, unless it's like, you know, you can't cut Hotel California.
Right. Or it wasn't really a radio song.
Yeah.
My favorite that I know we have, we don't play either way, is Ana Gata de Vida.
Mm.
So with the real version's what, 22?
Something 18, like that, 18.
18, 20, okay. There's a version that we have in our system.
2 minutes.
Two minutes long, which is, it shows you how much noodling is in that song. But
Dude, I'll give you another one you don't know exists. I had a 2 minute and 40 second version of Stairway to Heaven.
Really?
On a single, yeah. And it was in my office.
Was it just the Rocky part?
I never played it. I found it in the library at the old station I worked at, and I was asked to not come back there anymore before I could take it home with me.
That's another one where you wouldn't it doesn't make any sense to edit it. That's just kind of the encompassing nature of that song.
I would like to, now I want to hear what the edit might be, because
just to curious and see what it's missing.
Oh, do the Simon edit.
What did they decide to cut out?
There's
I like how you say you were asked not to return to a radio station. Like they said, yeah, will you please not come back? No, I will come back. I mean, you weren't really asked. I'm pretty sure you were told.
Well, it was on a dry erase board. So
I guess tone was inferred.
Yeah.
But did it say, you know, Sean,
that's
will you go home and never come back? And you said, okay.
It was more, you don't have to worry about ever having to come back here type of thing.
That's more of a telling, not an asking.
Well, I mean, it was a suggestion, I guess. But I think, did I end up going back there? You know, in those small towns, man, you always end up going back.
They fire you and then they realize they don't have anybody else to work. So
we can't do this without you.
Hey, Simon, this is Rusty from Gibsonville. I'm just calling to tell you how much I love the music that you're playing. I had stopped listening to you for a while, but the last few days that I started listening back, it reminds me of when I grew up. Anyway, I love what you're playing, and I love Simon. Thank you very much for doing it. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Well, why'd you quit in the first place?
Yeah, that's one of those compliments that I'm torn about, because what happened in the first place...
Crazy,
but welcome back.
Oh,
just but just think of all the amazing things you missed while you were on your hiatus from us. But we're so happy you're back, Rusty. Rusty, you're the best. Rusty, what can I tell you? Rusty, thank you, Rusty. But you know how it is. It's like, you know, sometimes you get into that thing where you watch Mama's Family and you watch it every night when it comes on. And then after a while, you know it's time for Mama's Family, but you put on MASH. You know.
I understand.
You know what I mean? Or, you know, it's Saturday, and you know Rawhide's coming on at 3. But
Or Sunday morning, you know at 9 that CBS Sunday Morning comes on, and you got to turn it on. But then you decide after a certain time that you're enjoying your video games in the basement much too long, like much more.
You know what I'm talking about.
You'd rather stay in the basement.
Yeah. You know what? That's another good example. I'm not doing Sunday Morning anymore, because they were doing so many repeats, and Jane Pauley was never there.
Yeah, she's always on assignment.
So I'm watching Parks and Rec on Sunday morning like a boss. Oh, I could watch that all day long.
What in the world are you two talking about?
You don't know Parks and Rec?
Of course I do, but...
Oh, so good.
I mean, you're really talking like you're from 10, 15, 35 years ago.
Parks and Rec, what they do is they show the whole thing in a row, and they get to the last one when she's president or whatever. Spoiler alert. And then they start over at the first one, and they do the whole thing in a row again.
That was like ER. It was like a magical moment. I used to do that before every show. I would wake up, and I would watch, I think it was TBS, had ER. And maybe it was like one or two episodes.
Oh, that was a good
show.
But
I would love when I would catch the rotate.
Yes.
The flip.
Me too.
And it would be like, and I knew when to avoid. Like, I knew when Dr. Green was going to die, and I was I'm not watching that episode again.
What about when he's out there with the boat? And Juliana Margulies comes walking up, and he's out there rigging the boat, and you know that they're getting back together then?
Yeah.
That was like the last, was it the last episode? It was
No. That was when she done with
Sheila.
That
show's so good. Now I want to watch ER.
When Clun Clun came back, just for that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Simon, do you want a suggestion for the Greensboro Monopoly? How about the Civil Rights Museum? That's where it all started.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess that's on it.
Well, they don't know. They haven't decided. They're doing a version of the Monopoly game.
We're voting on it.
Yeah, we're supposed to vote on it. With all Greensboro landmarks. Like
that, they would not. There's no way they would do it without Woolworths.
No, they have to put that on there.
Of course.
That's a national thing.
And Beef Burger should be there, even though it's not Beef Burger anymore. And
it's
I
not
just
even
found
Timmy's
out,
Hot Chicken.
I
when
just
did that
found
happen?
Out that closed.
What?
Yeah, no, Timmy's went out. I mean,
fast.
I didn't even see it really open.
I never even ate there.
No.
You know, and then they got to get that red dirt hole that's up there on... Friendly, you know where that truck is?
Yeah.
That's a good one. The elephant and the giraffe out at the furniture place that used to be a putt-putt. That's got to be there.
The bee self-storage place. You know, the one over by the car wash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Yep.
Yep. Got to do that. Let's see. There's the guy who has the yard sale all the time on Battleground.
Most of the Greenway.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're locking this in, man. This is going to be the most fun.
Great.
The most fun you ever had spending 7 to 8 hours playing Monopoly.
Hey, Simon. Mama always said, Simon's like a box of chocolates. You never know what they're going to play next.
Thank you, sir. That was one of our friends from England, it sounded like.
No, that was Forrest Gump.
Are you sure?
Yeah. That was spot on
that was
Forrest Gump.
Forrest.
You talk about somebody from 15, 30 years ago.
Right. Hello, Governor. Mama always said life is like a box of chocolates.
Oh, me blooming onions.
Hey, Simon.
Oh, no.
Sure do like the way you play everything. It's better than French fried potatoes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Can we pick a movie from this century, please?
It's always Sling Blade. They always do Sling Blade.
All right, give them another one. What's another one that has that much character to it where you could latch on and do your impersonation of it forever and ever and ever?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Ugh.
Let's see. What about Arnold?
He's out. My request. He'll be back.
Thanks.
Tumor, Simon.
Live from okay? France. Live from France. A random Simon. French citizen.
Why has Arnold been smoking so many cigarettes?
Ah, that's what I do.
What's happening over
oui,
here?
Oui, I shall be back. get down, mon chéri.
All right, you talked me into
it. It's not le tumor.
Oui.
Hey, Simon. Strawberries don't ripen after they're picked.
Oh, wow. That was a whole controversy, man. I told you we have a team that fact checks everything we say. Okay, so we run with it. We get these trivia things that I find every day, and one of them said, this is the only fruit that doesn't ripen after you pick it. And our answer that I was provided was cantaloupe. Then come to find out, friggin' everything.
Yeah.
With the exception of a banana and an avocado, everything ripens. Or doesn't ripen.
Well, they'll go bad, but they don't get better.
Yeah.
See, and I guess that's where I got confused. Like with the strawberry, I was thinking, oh, yeah, it gets ripe. And I was like, oh, no, it's dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing about the cantaloupe is I was very shocked when that was presented as fact that was the only one that didn't ripen after you pick it. Because how many times in your life have you let one sit on the counter for a few days to let it get sweeter?
Well, you know, the real thing in this whole story is how many Charlie challenges have I lost because we didn't have the right answer?
Don't bog down in that.
Mm. I mean, I want go back to the tape. I want fact check.
Isolate that part of the tape.
Every single show we've ever done.
I don't think it would
every
make
loss.
I don't think it would make that much of a difference.
I don't either.
Be honest with you.
Hey, Simon, I wanted to answer that question. Is it a fire ant? Bye.
Is it a fire ant? Jeez, what was that question? Wow, that's been a while.
1 in 10 of these things will bite you.
What's in my mailbox? If you squash it, it smells like blue cheese.
If there's something stinging and burning, what is it?
Oh, the creepiest creature in the whole world. That was one we did.
What was the real answer?
The real answer was a cockroach.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. You're exactly right. Look at you over there with all your smart
thing. I just write them down every day.
Got your smart all over the place in here.
I still disagree. I think it was the blobfish.
I agree with you.
That or the monkfish.
I have a friend, though. Her daughter loves blobfishes. And like she has a t-shirt with one and she got a little stuffed blobfish. And it made it cute.
It is cute when you cartoon it. But when you see it in real life, it's kind of like, meh.
And that's what you want to hear it say. You see that picture, you meh.
If it doesn't make that noise, I don't want to hear it.
Well, it's like the monkfish is supposed to be delicious, but you see it and it's terrifying.
I don't see it that way because I get it all filleted out. They call it poor man's lobster. I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's kind of like it's got too much spring to it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's too dense?
Yeah, no. It's rubbery, I would say.
Yeah, no.
Rubbery. Oh, but wait.
Such a loose fish is rubbery.
That's a rubber fish. It was a rubber fish. It was a joke fish. Somebody been to the novelty shop.
Waka waka.
So what else? Anybody got anything else? We can wrap it up. If you ever want to be part of the podcast, 336-373-0987. As we encourage Maddie to get your ass in gear and put your skeletons out because it's been Halloween for a month.
Yeah, no.
What is it? What are they calling it? Summerween?
Summerween.
I didn't realize this was a thing. Like, I saw it getting traction, but I mean, I think it's too much. I can't. It's too. Mostly, as I said before, it's too hot for me to be out decorating.
Horseradish.
Not this week.
50 something tonight.
Well,
together.
It's false fall. That's why we get Summerween.
So, yeah, check us out on the website, 987simon.com. You can listen to the radio there. We got that Labor Day coming up, the request Labor Day. Bet you won't play it. Going to be some good stuff on there. Charlie, what's your final thought?
J-Lo, I love you, but you got worms.
Oh, we're kind of on the same page. Hey, fart face, rub my armpits.
We'll see if there's a next time.
There's a donkey. There's a donkey right there.
Oh, little donkey songs. Get up. This is a Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.